On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. State Democrats have long pushed for expanded background checks and other gun safety measures. Governor Evers proposed in his state budget to require universal background checks for firearm purchases. Last August, after the police shooting of Jacob Blake, Evers called for a special session.
This is not the time for politics. I'm urging Republican leadership to rise to this important moment in history, to put people before politics and to put lives of Black Wisconsinites above politics.
No debate, no action. How do you want to see state government address mass shootings and gun violence? Where do you see compromise on gun regulation? Share your thoughts. Email ideas at WPR.org. State Senator Melissa Agard is serving her first term in this body, representing a district that includes parts of Madison, Sun Prairie, McFarland, and Fitchburg. She previously served four terms in the Assembly. Senator Agard, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. You've been a longtime champion of stricter gun safety laws, regularly introducing legislation. What has changed, do you think, with this issue since you were first elected to the Assembly in 2012?
Well, it's clear to me that the people of Wisconsin don't want us to be treating gun violence and mass shootings as the inevitable. And people are beyond frustrated with the continued condolences and, standard accolades that people give after these mass shootings. And I'm hearing more and more from folks that the inaction of our government is actually an admission that this is the continued fate of our nation. And people, quite frankly, believe that we are better than that. And I believe we are as well.
You know, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said last month after the Boulder King Supers mass shooting that very little can be done to stop these events. And he had no idea whether more background checks for gun purchases would make people safer. Do you see any Republican support for new gun safety legislation?
Well, we know that there is support from Republicans across the state of Wisconsin on gun safety legislation, unfortunately not amongst my colleagues in the Capitol building. We know that people all across the state of Wisconsin, regardless of party affiliation, support background checks and support the implementation of extreme risk protective orders and support the reinstating of a waiting period after purchasing guns, because they know that in Wisconsin, and in fact in the United States, that this is a unique problem, that this is not the case around the rest of the world, and that in fact common sense gun safety legislation does save lives.
Well, let's look more closely at the extreme risk category. These are commonly known as red flag laws. Governor Evers' state budget proposal includes a couple measures similar to proposals you had introduced as a lawmaker in the previous session. And one of those would create an extreme risk category that would allow courts to prohibit some people from possessing guns. Can you explain more about this proposal, what it looks like?
Yes. An extreme risk protective order is a common sense piece of legislation that would temporarily remove firearms from someone who is at risk of harming themselves or others. And we know that it not only saves the lives of people in the community, but in Wisconsin, a big number of firearm deaths are actually death by suicide with firearms. And extreme risk protective orders also save lives in that case.
How do you see them as the next step, these extreme risk protective orders?
Well, we know that we all deserve to live and recreate and spend time in a safe community. And when there are people who are out there that are at the risk of harming themselves or other people, they should not have access to firearms. So whether it is that we're talking about the extreme risk protective orders or making sure that people have adequate background checks or that there is a waiting period there, we are not taking firearms away from law-abiding citizens. We're not, you know, one of the things that I hear an awful lot about from people in Wisconsin is they're worried about their Second Amendment rights. Mm. Well, if you are a healthy person who follows the law, you are going to be able to continue to have your guns. Your guns are not going to be taken away. And, you know, I know that this is a big part of our culture here in Wisconsin. And in fact, my family owns guns. We don't, you know, it's a false narrative that by implementing common sense gun safety legislation that we're removing guns from people's law-abiding people's hands. Actually, I believe very much that we are protecting law-abiding folks' Second Amendment rights.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Melissa Agard, who's a state senator who represents a district in the Madison area. We're looking more closely at legislation aimed at reducing gun violence. Do you own a handgun? Tell us why and why it makes you feel safer. What do you make of legislation that would put more controls on gun safety? You can join us with your thoughts. Email ideas at WPR.org. State Senator Agard, the governor also wants to require gun sales to be handled by federally licensed dealers and require background checks. You've introduced similar proposals. How are gun sales regulated now?
Well, currently there are loopholes in our laws that allow people to transfer gun ownership or for people to go to gun shows that do not have background checks and to be able to purchase firearms. And this piece of legislation would close that loophole. It would close that gun show loophole. And we know that by doing this, we would actually be able to prevent folks like domestic abusers and felons from being able to purchase weapons using these loopholes. Background checks have stopped over nearly 2.5 million gun sales to prohibited people, including felons and domestic abusers in our nation. And we know that in Wisconsin, we need to take those actions and close these gun show loopholes and make sure that everyone that purchases a firearm has an adequate background check.
Is there good data on the gun show loophole, though? Is it clear how many sellers are licensed and how many are not? Do we have a sense on how problematic this gun show loophole is?
Well, I believe that we do. I believe that that in states, and you know, I'm a firm believer in the science, and that when we look at the statistics of gun states that have closed the gun show loophole, that do have adequate background checks, that they have actually been able to stop the purchase of guns to people who would be prohibited by them. And here in Wisconsin, we absolutely need to be doing that. We do know that in states where they do have common sense gun safety legislation, that gun violence has actually dropped. We know that everyone in our state deserves the right to be safe and secure wherever they are, and that no one deserves to be victimized or killed or harmed by guns.
We have Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard on the State Capitol Report. Should there be stricter gun laws, or do you believe that they would violate the Second Amendment? Are you in favor of universal background checks? Should parents be required to keep their guns locked away? How are you informed about the gun debate? Join us with your thoughts. Email ideas at WPR.org. That's ideas at WPR.org. There's more State Cap in a moment with Senator Agard here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're discussing gun violence and what the policy debate looks like right now in Wisconsin. On Thursday, President Biden announced a number of executive actions intended to curb what he called an epidemic of gun deaths. Speaking in the Rose Garden,
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake from what we're talking about.
What is your reaction to recent mass shootings? Atlanta, Boulder, Oconomowoc. What about the Miller Coolers shooting in February last year? What is the legislative path forward? We're reaching you on email this morning, emailideas@WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. State Senator Melissa Agard of Madison stays with us for 10 more minutes. So last week, President Biden announces a handful of executive actions on gun safety, and that included a crackdown on so-called ghost guns, which are firearms assembled from kits. Some proponents of gun control say these measures don't do enough. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I do know that by taking any step, we are moving forward in this conversation, and that we have experienced too many senseless deaths and too much grief in our nation. And I do know that there is science and data out there that shows that with these common sense actions, that we can reduce gun violence. We can slow the sale of illegal guns, and we can create a safer Wisconsin. All, I agree very much with what our president said, by protecting the rights and liberties of responsible gun owners. This is not an either-or conversation. This is a conversation that we need to be having so that our communities are safer and our kids don't have to grow up with the fear of gun violence.
I want to explore a little bit with you. You've proposed the People's Voice Act, which would give people more of a say in which bills the legislature would take up. Can you tell us what this act would do?
Absolutely. So in the state of Wisconsin, not every bill that is introduced has the opportunity to move forward in order to have a public hearing in the state of Wisconsin. So very much like our fourth graders are taught, or that many of us learned on Schoolhouse Rock while we were growing up, how a bill becomes a law. Oftentimes that bill is introduced and it just sits there and withers and no one has the opportunity to officially talk about it. So the People's Voice Act would actually create a path where rather than leaning on the majority party to schedule those bills, because that's where we are now, the people of the state of Wisconsin can petition the government to have a public hearing on that, on these pieces of legislation. And, you know, right now in Wisconsin, less than half of the bills that are introduced actually are given a public hearing. So my goal through the People's Voice Act would be to allow citizens to be able to push the government, gently nudge the government to allow for a public hearing. It doesn't mean there needs to be a vote. It doesn't need to go before the full legislature, but a committee public hearing on a policy.
Can you give an example or two of policies that deserve this nudge, so to speak, from a People's Voice Act?
Absolutely. So I'm sure, as you're aware, I am the lead author on a piece of legislation that would tax and regulate and legalize alcohol in the same way, or marijuana is the same way that we tax and regulate alcohol in the state of Wisconsin. We know that this is a very supported policy by people across the state, but the Republican majority has never allowed, even after four sessions of introducing this bill, a public hearing. So what would happen is the elections board would be, people would be able to pursue a petition with the elections commission in the state of Wisconsin. And once a petition was filled out and activated, people would be given a period of time where they could sign on to a petition. And it would mean that we would need roughly 3% of the previous number of voters in the last gubernatorial election. So that's in our last elections, about 80,000 signatures, or about the size of Camp Randall, filled with fans, would have to sign on in support of that petition. And if that's the case, then a public hearing would be triggered.
You know, people sign petitions all the time for lots of different things. Do you find that this would give petitions more legs, if you will, more teeth?
Well, in the case of this petition, the petition for a public hearing, the public hearing would have to occur,
okay,
because of the bill that is passed. We all sign on to petitions, and we all, you know, oftentimes sign on to sign on letters and make statements. But this would actually create a trigger that a hearing would have to, an official hearing would have to be messaged, and it would have to occur in one of the bodies of the legislature.
We're talking with Melissa Agard, first-term state senator from Madison, previously served four terms in the Assembly. We're discussing legislation, specifically gun safety legislation, other measures that she wants to get traction on, and taking your thoughts on gun safety and what you see in the People's Voice Act. Do you sign petitions often? What do you want them to do? Do you think the People's Voice Act would help make the legislature more productive? Join in this morning by email. Email ideas at WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. State Senator, you're also co-sponsoring a number of bills with State Senator Andre Jacques, a Republican from DePere. How have you been able to find common ground with this particular lawmaker?
Well, I am proud of my track record in the legislature. In being able to not only be bold and stand by the values and the policies that are so important to the people in the district I represent, but also in forging authentic relationships with my colleagues. Ultimately, being a member of the legislature is being a member of a team of people who are elected to put Wisconsin first. And I am glad that I have colleagues on the other side of the aisle who are willing to work with me as a member of the minority party. And, you know, there's a Senator Jacques and Senator Coles and Senator Darling are examples of folks who I have been able to find agreement on different policies. And while we might not agree on everything, we do agree that it is our job to be public servants to the people of the state and to work on what it is that we can together.
One of the bills with Senator Jacques would exempt sales tax for diapers, for period products. How would this particular proposal work? And how did this come about in working with Senator Jacques on this piece of legislation?
Well, I know very much that absorbency products in Wisconsin are not luxury items. Based on our tax law, we charge taxes on items that are considered a luxury. So diapers, adult absorbency products, and menstrual products, I have never heard someone say that having access to them is a luxury. So I very much believe that this is a policy that will be good for everyone in the state of Wisconsin. And it is really refreshing to be able to work with Senator Jacques in order to be able to move these policies forward. And this is another example of something that is included in the governor's budget that, you know, we hope gets through there. But if it doesn't, I am glad that I'm able to work with Senator Jacques and be able to move forward a policy that would remove the sales tax off of diapers, adult absorbency products, and menstrual products in the state of Wisconsin.
Do you know the impact that this legislation would have on sales tax?
Well, I do know what the impact would be on the ordinary, fabulous people of the state of Wisconsin, and that would be life-saving. Mm. We're not, you know, typically asking how much it is that we're going to save. When it, you know, we gave billions of dollars away to the Foxconn Corporation, for example. I mean, it's looking like a lot of that is falling apart, but that was a policy that moved forward without a lot of concern about the costs to the state of Wisconsin. Yes, there is a fiscal impact here. And it, you know, on a first blush, it seems like an awful lot of money, but you think about the impact on babies and people who menstruate and folks that wear adult absorbency products, and it is life changing. It's the right thing to do. And ultimately, that's the purpose of government, is to support the people of our community.
Another bill would create a database for tracking sexual assault test kits. How would this improve the state's response to sexual assault cases?
So I am proud to work on legislation that would address sexual assault and stand with victims and survivors in the state of Wisconsin. There are two bills that are moving forward through the legislature right now, one authored by myself and Senator Darling, and another authored by myself and Senator Coles. And we know that ultimately it is vitally important that we track sex kits, and we stand with survivors so that we get the people that are perpetuating these crimes off of the streets, and we allow people closure and be able to move forward and live stronger, healthier lives.
As we wrap up in our last seconds, circling back to gun violence, what gives you hope that lawmakers can make some progress on this issue?
What gives me hope is that the people of our state very much are asking for this to happen, again, regardless of their their political affiliation. The people of Wisconsin very much believe that we can't continue to treat gun violence, death by suicide with guns, and mass shootings as the inevitable of our way of life, and that there are too many people that have experienced the grief and the pain of gun violence, and that together I know that we can move forward and make sure that Wisconsin is a safer and healthier place for everyone.
State Senator Agard, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Melissa Agard is a Democrat from Madison, serving her first term in the state Senate. She previously served four terms in the Assembly. Coming up, the state Capitol report continues with Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger from Green Bay. Do you live in Green Bay or Marinette? Let's talk. Tweet us WPR Mornings.